off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all.
News Talk 580 WTCM. It is 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. And I have to say, Bonnie Pintozzi, looking rested and excited to be here after your vacation, right?
Oh, absolutely. Nothing beats family and friends and great dining experiences. That was fun to go home for a while.
Was it restful, though?
It was very restful.
Really?
It kicked in back in my South Jersey accent. What can I tell you?
Well, let me hear something.
Well, we'll talk.
You can hear it. We'll talk.
We'll talk. We'll get some coffee.
Yes,
oh, that's
most
not right.
Definitely.
I'm excited to talk about where we're going today because, you know what, you bring me along on all of these incredible vacation opportunities as we talk about these destinations. And you always have great guests. And Bonnie, I'm just thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, thank you. And thank you both, for Colleen and Crystal, for doing this with us. But I have a great guest, and she's a regular guest with us. We have Lisa Presley back, and she's the business development manager for Norwegian Cruise Line with unparalleled fun, excitement, and we'll just take ourselves away. Morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Bonnie. How are you?
I am great. Well, you know, you are the inventor, you personally, Lisa. You did this for Norwegian Cruise Line, but Norwegian Cruise Line is known for that freestyle cruising. It's more of a laid-back Norwegian experience. It's all about choice. It's offering one of the largest selections of dining and entertainment venues per ship. And plus every cruise fare, you seem to include the choice of maybe some Wi-Fi, dining, drinks, or onboard credit, don't you?
Oh, we seem to be giving away everything recently.
Yes, you have, and it's exciting. And it's not because your ships aren't full. It's because you offer so many cool things with it. So for someone that's not familiar with Norwegian Cruise Line, I mean, basically you can go worldwide, correct?
Correct. We are a global cruise line, so mm-hmm. we have a ship sailing at just about any destination that you would like to travel to.
Well, and those destinations are pretty darn exciting. And before we get into all the promotions and different things like that, and your new ship coming out, I want to talk about a few things that you have that others definitely don't have. And this is very near and dear to my heart. And if this particular person's listening to this, you have all these music theme cruises. And I have one particular client for the past 2 years who wants to go, not this year, but next year, on the Rock the Boat theme cruise.
Oh.
So we've been watching this one with Kid Rock and everything. And this is a group of women who are just turning of a certain age, and they're all going. And it is going to be so much fun. And it's fun to watch these theme cruises. But you have the blues. You have so many things going on, don't you?
We do. We do. We have a wide variety of theme cruises. Mm-hmm. And one of the cruises operated or that's offered that I think is the most unique is the Walking Dead cruise.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Walking Dead
cruise. A zombie cruise. Let's do it.
No one lays in the sun in that one, right?
That's right. That's right. I think that's probably one of the most unique ones.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, we just offered a Kiss cruise. So we do have quite the variety. Just depends on what your tastes are.
Oh, Kiss. Yes. Okay. Fantastic. I love it. And it was it real Kiss or was it mini Kiss?
Oh, no. It was the actual original band members.
All right. I love it. So you have, Bonnie, you've told us about this client of yours in the past who is so excited about this.
Oh, yes. It's
and
so
these
fun.
Types of cruises can be great for groups of gals getting together, family members, mm-hmm. and maybe all the cousins that mm-hmm. grew up loving a certain band get there and actually experience it, right?
You experience it, but you're experiencing on board what it's like to be on a Norwegian Cruise Line ship, right, Lisa?
Oh, correct. And what makes Norwegian different also is that we offer freestyle dining.
Yes.
And
I love that.
Oh, me too, because when I'm on board the ship, I'm the one in port that's running around and doing things and being active, and I enjoy being able to take my time when I come back on ship, take a shower, change my clothes, and go to dinner when I want to, not at a set dining time.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of different dining venues, right? You have multiple dining venues.
We have up to 29 different dining venues on select ships. So quite the variety, from sushi to steak to Italian to French to our new ship that's coming out that's offering a Texas barbecue, which, Bonnie, you know that's near and dear to my heart.
Well, and mine, too. We both spent some time in Texas in different cities. It's amazing to do that. And we're going to get to that new ship in just a few seconds here. But also wanted to talk about, you know, do I have to really, I mean, the passengers on a Norwegian cruise line are very diverse, okay? You've got, you know, raging in age from young families to older people. Many cruisers, and again, we've talked about this, that can go with disabilities, because that's something you suggest you can travel. And you just have this broad appeal that becomes what people are really looking for out there. And that's, you've carved that niche. You really have. In freestyle, you invent it.
Well, and it also is very comfortable on board when it comes to packing, too, because we are a resort casual ship. So we have no formal nights.
No.
Which isn't to say that if you want to get formal, you
can. Right. I mean, if you want to dress up, you can, right, Lisa?
Oh, yes. If you want to pack that sequin gown and make your husband or boyfriend bring along his tux, certainly you are more than welcome to.
I love it. I love it. You know, as we've been talking about the whole holiday season and getting together with family, and Bonnie, I feel like I say this to you every time you and I are together, but how often are people just saying, you know what, let's forego the gift giving, let's plan this trip for next year, and instead of, you know, sitting back and getting a little frazzled, we have the entire year to look forward to holidays together in our separate staterooms aboard a Norwegian cruise line,
you
right?
You do. It's kind of that, the gift of travel, basically. And, you know, we've talked about that forever, that travel is a forever gift. You know, it's the thanks to the memories that will last a lifetime. And that is what a lot of friends, families, everybody are doing. I have to personally say, while I was home, conversation of travel came up from time to time.
Yeah, I bet it did.
And I have family that's looking to do some things. I have some friends that asked me to do, you know, check on things. And they want to do this in lieu of, as you said, just going out and shopping, like traditionally shopping. They want to do something together to celebrate lots of different times, not only Christmas, but other times of the year.
Exactly. I mean, those big anniversaries, those family reunions. I mean, instead of bringing piles of potato salad, maybe you go somewhere, you know?
and eat their potato salad.
And you eat their potato salad, and you don't have to do the dishes. That's
the best. Or make the beds or do any of that stuff.
I love it.
Nobody's cooking and nobody's cleaning. I like that idea. I think we need to plan this all for next year.
And everyone has their space, like you said, their own cabins and things like that. But you know, the other thing that I love about Norwegian Cruise Line, you really have a good program for cruises for singles and solo cruising.
Oh, we do. We have select cabins called studio rooms that are designed specifically for a solo traveler.
And you've been voted by, I think it's Porthole Magazine's Best Cruise Line for Solo Travelers 5 years in a row.
Wow.
Oh, yes. And we're very proud of that. And we hope to continue that on with all of our new vessels that are coming out with the additional studio rooms, too.
Now, Lisa, let me ask you, what are some of the things that solo cruisers are looking for? You know, because you often do think of this as double occupancy and you're bringing your guest or your friend or your significant other. But there are lots of people out there that want to get out there and travel and they don't want to feel like they're being... I guess it's going to cost them more, you know, like they're being looked down on for being alone, right?
Oh, correct. Well, the best part about it with our studio rooms is the guests are paying only for themselves. So they're only paying a single rate and they have the room all to themselves. And it's a very beautiful room. It's in a secured area. It's a key card access even to get into the areas where the studio rooms are. But what I think is really unique is there is a very large lounge that is only for the guests that are staying within the studio rooms. And it is a lounge that offers coffee machines. So there's lattes, there's cappuccinos, coffee, pastries, there's beer and wine dispensers. And it's a great way just to sit and relax and meet other solo travelers.
Right. And it's, you know, people have the misconception that, you know, traveling alone could be, you know, kind of lonely or a scary activity. And it's definitely not, because there are so many things planned. A lot of times you find like-minded people that you're meeting who want to do a lot of the similar things. Hawaii, which you are unique again in Hawaii, mm-hmm. because you have the pride of America sitting over there, have found so many different things, and you cultivate different activities and everything that really do appeal to some of those people who really want to get out there and do things, and they want to meet some people while doing it.
Oh, correct. And our ships offer also a select times on almost daily for single travelers to be able to get together and meet in some of the public areas. So it is a good opportunity to make new friends while you're on board.
And that means, let's say, for instance, you had a family, because mm-hmm. it's good for families, for children, for multi-generations and everything. But you have a couple people that are going along and they just, you know, they're used to being a single traveler.
Right.
They may just want to break away a little bit from their family and go
find
their own potato salad someplace, you know, and do that and really enjoy. And that's what this all comes together. So let's talk about the new ship coming out before we run out of time, because
yes.
we've got so many promotions that are going on too. It's the Bliss, correct?
Correct. The Norwegian Bliss is coming out next May. We're very excited to be welcoming her into our fleet.
Mm-hmm. And where is she going to sail when it comes out?
Well, this is very unique, because she's going to be a brand new ship sailing in Alaska. So her first season, she'll be up in Alaska for the summer months, mm-hmm. and she'll be sailing round trip out of Seattle. And after the end of the Alaska season, which is mid-September, the ship will sail down the Pacific coast. She'll offer sailings in the Mexican Riviera. And then from there, she's going to travel down and go through the Panama Canal and end up in Miami during the winter months. And she'll be offering the Eastern Caribbean during the winter months before she heads back to Alaska in the spring of 2019.
Well, it's funny, because the last time you were here, we were talking about the race car driving.
The race track on board.
Oh, my gosh, I remember
and Crystal
that.
Went, oh, my goodness, you can actually do that. So what are you going to be able to do on the Bliss?
Yeah.
Race cars. We have a two-story racetrack on board. We have a laser tag on board.
Oh, my gosh.
And you have to see this water slide. We have a very unique water slide that extends off the side of the ship. It is going to just be a riot.
Now, I have to ask you, have you ever thought about incorporating race cars and laser tags? Because that would be really cool if you could, you know, play laser tag in a race car.
That's a pretty unique idea.
Lisa, put it in the suggestion box for the next ship going out there.
That's what I'm good for, I guess.
Definitely. So wait a minute. This slide, this incredible slide, takes you away from the ship and then brings you back down in the ship, obviously, right?
Oh, correct. It is a very circular motion that extends over the side of the ship, and it shoots you all the way around the circle and then back out into the pool.
Oh, wow, that's going to be fun. And the Bliss is a good-sized ship, right? How many do you think, how many passengers roughly will be able to be on the Bliss?
About 4,000. She's going mm-hmm. to be one of the largest ships. She's the sister ship to the Escape that is currently sailing in the Caribbean right now.
Now, even though there could be 4,000 people on this this ship, you have taken a lot of care, and it's been, you know, mm-hmm. something that you've done to make sure that you don't feel like you're just one of 4,000, that every person aboard Norwegian Cruise Lines feels special, right?
Oh, definitely. That's what's wonderful about Norwegian Cruise Line is we take a personal interest in each of our guests while they're on board. And you'll find when you're on board, we'll have staff and officers walking around talking to the guests, asking them if they're enjoying their cruise. And, oh, it's a beautiful experience on a larger ship that's spread out so much that you'll never feel like you're in a crowd of 4,000 people on a ship.
No, and you really don't. I mean, there's larger ships than that out there carrying more passengers, but you don't feel that way because they're designed that way. They're mm-hmm. designed for maybe the flow of people going around, but, you know, we're all doing different things at different times. Depending on when you're in port, you may be actively out there doing shore excursions, or you might just really relax on board the ship and enjoy the spas and the things that are there.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah, a lot of people are into that.
Believe it or not, we do have a lot of guests that never leave the mm-hmm. ship. They stay on during all the ports and just relax and enjoy all the specials and the relaxation of whatever's offered during the day.
Okay, so let's sum this up before we start talking about some of the promotions, because we could be here another hour to talk about the promotions that are out there right now. But we've got an incredible cruise line who offers a variety of things, but it's really tailored to be the freestyle of cruising, not only from dining, from the experiences as well. It's got an incredible solo travel program. It's got theme cruises. It's got, 29 different dining venues on certain ships. It's got worldwide presence, so you can go anywhere you want to go, basically. And you've got this brand new ship coming out, and you are taking reservations for the Bliss, correct?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah. She's open for sale.
Mm-hmm. And the Escape is the sister ship. So these are just wonderful. And you've got a cruise line that's actually based in Hawaii. That is unusual. We don't have that. Norwegian started that. It's an incredible way to see the islands. You just fly in. You see them. And I think I've probably talked this one to death, but I can't tell you how exciting it is to be passing the lava flow at night and watch that come down and hit the ocean, and all you see is your total darkness, except you're watching the lava flow. And you know, all these experiences that you want to do that might be on some sort of list. Maybe it's, I want to go here, and I want to do that. But you can do so much of it incorporating that into a cruise. And Lisa, I don't know, which one of these many, many promotions do you want to talk about?
Yes, let's choose a few.
Wow. Well, we have so many of them. I think our most popular one is the one that is actually going to be ending tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that happens to be our Free at Sea promotion, where we are offering, this is where we talked about earlier, Bonnie, that we're giving away everything.
Right.
We're offering a free ultimate beverage package, free dining package, free shore excursion credits, and internet packages on select sailings, and we also have a very large list of sailings that are offering all of that, plus the third and fourth guest within the stateroom travels for free.
So that is ultimate one. That's definitely.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you have a family of four, you're basically paying for mom and dad, and the two children are sailing for free. All you're paying is the taxes and fees on them.
Mm-hmm. But so now, that's ending tomorrow, so there's going to be a tight turnaround. If you're listening to the show, you want to get in touch. But you also have so many other rich ones out there, too, correct?
Oh, we do. Our Free at Sea promotion is extended through January 2nd right now.
Nice.
And this promotion offers the choice of the unlimited beverage package or the dining package or the shore excursion credits or the internet package. And on that sailing, we do have a few sailings that are offering third and fourth passenger sales for free also.
Mm-hmm.
We have $100 onboard credits being offered on select holiday sailings. We're offering $50 onboard credit on select Cuba sailings.
And let's talk about that for a second. Havana Nights. About that. We didn't mention Cuba, but that is for those who really want to go to Cuba, and the cruise lines really have this down as far as meeting all the obligations legally and everything. A cruise is a great way to see Cuba.
Right.
Well, the best part about the two ships that we're offering into Cuba for next year is both of them already include the unlimited beverage package. So in the price of your cruise, your drinks are all included.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's a big one. That's definitely a big one.
Well, that could be a game changer for some people, right?
Well, those are our most popular ships in the fleet.
I love it.
When you have beverages already included. One of the ships is the Norwegian Sky, and she actually offers a three-night sailing right now to the Bahamas. And those sailings are offering the free beverages, too. And when you combine the four-night into Cuba, you could stay on the ship for an entire week and have your beverages paid for if you'd like. I think that's a great vacation.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And, of course, I would just be drinking orange juice all day.
It'd be healthy for
fresh
you.
Fresh squeezed.
Now, Lisa, we're running out of time, so I'm going to say this before we continue on the beverage package, is that if anyone wants to go, and on any of the Norwegian Cruise Line sailings, things that we've just touched base with, all they have to do is call one of our travel authority offices, our Altour offices, and just say, I heard it on the radio, because that really helps us distinguish all the multitudes that's out there. But, you know, you don't want to wait, because now is the time to be making those reservations into next year. And you have a few for this year already, you know, that might be able to have some space. But it's now the time to take advantage of these wonderful offers that Lisa just described. And these are just some of them.
That was just a very small list of all the promotions. And if you don't book by tomorrow, we have a new promotion that's opening up on December 1st.
Okay, but really, this one is really good. So you can
it's the ultimate package.
Get in touch with the folks over at the Travel Authority, right, Bonnie?
You bet. And at any point, that would be great. And, you know, we always look for the next one that comes, because it never ceases to amaze us.
Well, because, Lisa, I guess I'm feeling almost like, let's make a deal. I mean, are you worried about what's behind door number two, or do you just go with what you know, right?
Well, right now, like Bonnie mentioned, this is the best deal there is out there, and I've actually booked myself on it.
Well, that really changes things.
Well, when it comes to free beverages, free dining, shore excursion credits, internet, it's not going to get any better than that.
All right.
This is a very limited time offer.
So all you have to do is get in touch with Bonnie at the Travel Authority or anybody else
Or Altour offices, definitely.
Altour offices, mm-hmm. and say, I want to get on Norwegian's Take 5 Free Cyber Monday Countdown, right?
Or anything else that's now available out there. Just, we heard it on the radio.
All right. Thank you so much for, you know, obviously for being here, Lisa. It's just been great. And I always want to mention Lisa Presley and of course, Elvis, but because it's Norwegian, we have to do Norwegian Wood. I love it. Thank you so much for being
us
today, Lisa.
Bye, ladies. Thank you.
I'm sure she says that never gets old, right?
No, definitely.
Thank you so much, Bonnie Pintozzi.
You bet. Oh, should I say she once let me